In New South Wales, there are 20,000 children who are in out-of-home care. They've been removed from their families because they're at risk of harm. Often, though, it puts them at further risk. There are plenty of studies showing some get into trouble with police, become homeless, or have health problems. Now, a multi-agency team in Western Sydney is hoping to break this cycle with a special program targeting children under the age of 5, as Gavin Coote reports.
As she grew up in Western Sydney, Rachel could see that a lot of families were struggling.
Being Aboriginal, we were always sort of on the back foot from the outset, even before our babies were born.
So when 4 children in her extended family were about to be put into the child protection system, she stepped in, taking them into her care.
Well, they were at risk. They were at risk of significant harm. And I work full-time as well, which made it a little bit more challenging, but a quite easy decision for me.
You wonder what would happen if you hadn't have stepped in. Where do you think these kids would be?
Oh, they'd be in the system for sure. They'd be separated. Yeah, it wouldn't have been a good outcome for these kids.
In New South Wales alone, there are about 20,000 children in out-of-home care. But a pilot program is trying to change that. Staff from government departments, including health and education, are working out of a shared office in Blacktown in Sydney's west, trying to identify at-risk children in the first 2,000 days of their life. Lisa Charay is from the New South Wales Department of Communities and Justice.
It's from beginning of pregnancy till a child's 5, and it almost can kind of set their future. With every additional adverse childhood experience you have, your chance of coming into contact with the justice system, the mental health system, the health system, all increases. And if you have enough adverse childhood experiences, it's exponentially more likely that your life outcomes will be quite poor.
The government departments are working alongside non-government agencies, sharing information about a child's combined risk factors, for example, whether the family has stable housing or if there's violence in the home.
I think we've tried to do it before with things like a complex case panel, for example, but this is truly bringing the resources together into one place to work as one team for the whole family.
It's an approach that's attracting attention. Steve Kinmond is the former Community and Disability Services Commissioner in New South Wales and now heads up the Association of Children's Welfare Agencies.
What we've got in the, you know, over the last 10 years is an escalating number of risk of significant harm reports, and we're still only getting to 1 in 3 screened in risk of significant harm reports.
He thinks the new approach could help break the cycle of disadvantage.
The implementation will be critical, and it isn't just about us working together, but it's about working together in an evidence-based way and demonstrating the community real results.
And for Rachel, the program is already helping. She and the 4 children in her care have just moved out of an overcrowded home.
You know, because if you don't have stability at home, how are you meant to have stability anywhere else? The kids are settled and they're able to be kids, and that's what matters.
It's Western Sydney carer Rachel, ending Gavin Coote's report.